In the early morning hours of August 24, 1970, a huge blast shattered the UW-Madison's physics department and damaged 26 buildings. A fertilizer bomb stashed in a park van was triggered by anti-war radicals, who had targeted Sterling Hall's Army Mathematics Research Center because they thought weapons research was being conducted there. 33-year-old Bob Fasnacht, a postdoctoral physics student, was killed in the blast. At a ceremony today, UW Physics Chair Sue Coppersmith unveiled a black and gold plaque in Fasnacht's honor.
I'm happy to be able to dedicate this plaque to commemorate the event and to recognize the pain of the people who were here and affected by that event.
Among those attending were two of Fasnacht's daughters, Karen and Heidi, who were largely kept quiet during the ceremony, but shared one brief comment with reporters.
We just want to say thank you. Thank you for recognizing our father.
Fasnacht's widow Stephanie was unable to attend due to health reasons. Petra Ressler and Sven Middlefort, friends of the Fasnacht family, say the memorial plaque is a long time coming.
Maybe late, but appropriate.
I think it helps.
I think it's significant, especially in terms of current history, with the Vietnam War being predecessor to this Iraq mess we're in.
Three of the perpetrators of the Sterling Hall bombing, Carl and Dwight Armstrong and David Fine, eventually served time for the attack. One more, Leo Burt, remains at large. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.